This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We're going to be hearing from Alex in the next segment, but you know what? There's an individual who has been putting out great content that just shows the total lunacy, hypocrisy, insanity of the progressive liberal in the year 2020. The most recent one exposes how the leftists, the liberals, the progressives are the real racists, and he uses their own ideology and statements to prove it. This is woke liberals meet racists for the first time and find out they have everything in common.
When me and Brad first met, I didn't think we'd get along, but turns out we kind of agree on everything.
Your racial identity is the most important thing. Everything should be looked at through the lens of race.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Damn. We both have a lot of opinions about people of color, even though we barely know any.
I say colored people, but as long as we're classifying them. We both think minorities are a united group who think the same and act the same.
And vote the same. You don't want to lose your black card. Sorry, I don't know. I just think we should
roll back discrimination laws so we can hire based on race again.
Jinx, now you owe me a Coke. Hey, tell them what you told me yesterday.
White actors should only do voices for white cartoon characters.
I've been saying that for years. Stick to your own.
Us white people, we have so much privilege.
I agree. It is a privilege to be white.
Ask him about interracial dating.
All I said is that black men who date white women have internalized racism, and white men that date ethnic women are fetishizing them.
Guy's against interracial dating now. Like, am I being
pranked? By the way, pause it right there.
What you have
folks, just so you understand, this is a guy, they portray it. It's a guy who's wearing a racist shirt and a guy who's wearing a woke shirt. You find out they all have the same ideology. Now, I just wanted to pause right there because I have another clip coming up that is that exact thing, how liberals are now against, I guess, interracial relationships or whatever. We'll play that clip coming up. But again, this is a racist meets a woke liberal for the first time and finds out they have everything in common.
It's interracial dating now. Like, am I being pranked? Did Boomer put you up to this?
Ugh, you know that taco place is white-owned?
White people should be making white foods, like Kraft macaroni and cheese, no seasoning, not even salt. It's like he's a mind reader. I mean, I've been pushing for segregation forever, and my man does what?
I created an improv comedy show exclusively for ethnic people.
Guy segregates comedy on my birthday.
White people need to stop wearing dreadlocks, and they need to stop appropriating black people's music.
Pause it right there. Music.
By the way, see, this is hilarious. I've got another clip of that coming up as well, where we'll play it coming up in the next hour, but this is unbelievable. Again, a woke liberal meets a racist for the first time and finds out they have everything in common. This perfectly summarizes exactly where the left is at.
Comedy on my birthday.
White people need to stop wearing dreadlocks and they need to stop appropriating black people's music.
Shaved heads and country music, the way God intended.
You know all white people are racist.
I'm listening.
Even if you have a black wife or a black friend group, you're still really racist.
You know, we just kicked a guy out of the organization for having a black girlfriend, but if you can promise me he's still really racist, we'll consider letting him back in.
Black people should only shop at black businesses.
I guess the only thing we really disagree about is I think white people are the root of all evil.
But what did I tell you, though? If we can narrow that down to a certain group of tiny-hatted white people, I think we can come to an understanding.
Technically, I don't consider Jewish people white.
Neither do I.
So there you go. Ryan Long comedy. I mean, it just nails it. It just nails it. By the way, we've got some more comedy coming up as well that we're going to get to. In fact, you know what? Let's go ahead. We can do both of them right now. These are the two latest Joe Biden campaign ads. First, let's go to number 6.
Hello. Who's there?
Hello. Who is this?
I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What?
Whoa.
You will be caught. You will go to prison.
I can get it done quickly.
I got hairy legs.
All right. And then let's go to another brand new Joe Biden campaign ad. We got two more coming up. Joe Biden's grab ass.
Are you ready, kids?
Yes, I see
you! I can't hear you!
I need
you now! Oh! Leave her right under the sea!
Biden,
put this your own head and won't let her flee!
Biden,
who cut your mom and croaked all the kids?
Biden,
be sure not to tell your dad what I did!
Biden,
Biden, grab ass!
Biden, grab ass!
Biden, grab ass!
Biden,
have to sing that together as a class, okay? Biden grab ass. Classic.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Pelosi just announced this morning a plan to forcibly remove President Trump under COG, that's FEMA, martial law plans for nuclear war and other disasters like an asteroid hitting the planet. She just announced a COG briefing plan to forcibly remove President Trump one way or another, she says, he's leaving, and that she is second in command and will be president. When you know the technicals, that's what she actually said. This is the most dangerous information ever because, as we've told you, they've been quietly preparing for this and quietly speaking to top brass, getting them in line and telling them you'll be put in prison if you don't submit to this illegal action. America's are under absolute attack. America is under total attack. And Americans are under martial law right now with the COVID-19 put in place by the bureaucracies, the United Nations, and the Democrats. A lot of major corporations. It's up to we, the people, to realize we're going into total bondage and slavery if we don't wake up and say no now. Here is the incredible evil of Nancy Pelosi normalizing the deep state, physically removing the president and fumigating him like a rodent or a cockroach. Hear it for yourself. This isn't treason because this woman's never been an American. She's a globalist and enemy of this country. It's us or them, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the monster, Nancy Pelosi.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. And the I'm second in line to the presidency, and just last week I had my regular continuation of government briefing. This might interest you because I say to them, this is never going to happen. God willing, it never will. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with if the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
I've been telling you this since President Trump got elected. InfoWars has been the first and the most accurate to lay out the deep state's plan to use continuity of government systems to forcibly remove the president outside of impeachment and outside of the 25th Amendment. Now, since I analyzed the propaganda they were putting out 3.5 years ago, preparing the public for this, I began to, again, warn specifically for signs that they're getting ready to go operational if their impeachment and their Russiagate and other things failed, which have all failed. So now they put the country into a type of civil war unrest. They have locked it down a type of martial law with the COVID-19. So in case the American people resist, they have COVID-19 as the cover story to keep. I've been telling you this since President Trump got elected. Roll over during this. So we have to call the White House. We have to go bullhorn the White House. We have to go out to all the events we can and hit the streets and point out that we're aware of what's happening and we're aware of the election fraud and the attempt to overturn the election, the attempt almost 4 years ago to not let the delegates be seated when President Trump won the election. I mean, we've already witnessed Nancy Pelosi's daughter quarterback the operation to try to get Trump not inaugurated 3.5, almost 4 years ago. So they're doing it again, but this time they're building teeth into it. So everyone, including Roger Stone, you name it, needs to contact Trump. And he's to make this the front and center issue, because if we sit here caught flat-footed and don't realize they're preparing the talking points for this to then activate nationwide riots and say it's all Trump's fault and try to drive him from office and try to have some group within the military physically take out the president, and Pelosi's calling him a pest that has to be fumigated out like cockroaches or bedbugs, this is absolutely happening. This is going down. It's unfolding. I'll just say this. If we don't stand up and speak out against this, we'll never fight when the time comes and we're forced to. Now is the time to be politically extremely vocal in however you can, and to make sure the governors raise the alarm, to make sure the legislatures raise the alarm, because these criminals are working with the communist Chinese, they're working with multinational corporations, trying to break our borders and break the sovereignty, and Democrats are running the dollar down constantly, saying it's the end of American dominance to be replaced with communist China. This is beyond treason. This is psychotic control freak behavior by these lunatics, and we must all say no. So America is now facing the greatest threat in its history. Now, you just heard what Pelosi said, but we're going to play it again one more time so you can hear it. And I'm asking all other talk show hosts to cover this and to research this and to raise the alarm. It isn't about who gets the credit. It's about the fact that we've been right over and over again. And I know it sounds radical to say they're preparing this, but now they're publicly saying it. This is the coup against America. They already tried to overthrow an elected president. They've already tried to suppress the American people and censor us. We've slidden already into a great tyranny. The only thing left is Trump and the American people fighting it. So we have to recognize how much trouble we're in and say no to this now. This is a maximum alert. I'm asking all the InfoWars hosts to make this their main focus. This is the issue with 100 days out. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest is up to you. God bless and good luck.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. Mm. And the I'm second in line to the presidency, and just last week I had my regular continuation of government briefing. This might interest you, because I say to them, this is never going to happen. God willing, it never will. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with if the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
Boy, I think Pelosi must have been 10 shots deep when she drew her eyebrows on her forehead before that interview. I mean, my God. And then you have Kamala Harris, who's, I mean, is it even Kamala Harris? I mean, folks, you want to get real conspiratorial. Kamala Harris goes on MSNBC, and it's a completely different person. I mean, the voice is different. The teeth are different. The face is different. Did she have some sort of demonic possession? Did she have, like, some serious facial reconstructive surgery and then was back on TV in a week? Folks, we are in... we're in the Twilight Zone. I mean, look, they already got clones, folks. They already got clones, okay? I'm just going to tell you, they got clones. They've had clones. So, I'm not saying that's a clone, but that's a damn demon. So, you can make up your own mind. But you know what? This has honestly been Trump's biggest Achilles heel. And I don't know if it's because he's been getting bad intel from people like Brad Parscale. So maybe, you know, we could blame Parscale, but, you know, Trump was the one that relied on Parscale, who let us all down. The social media censorship and the internet censorship, he's blown it, folks. He's blown it. Because here's the deal. You know, this audience understands what's going on, but the general public doesn't. And so when they took InfoWars off of YouTube, let's just use YouTube for an example. Now all the people that are looking for information and news out there that are just clicking on whatever's trending or clicking on the headline that they like or whatever, which we used to dominate. We were numero uno on YouTube number one when it came to live streaming newscasts. Well, we get tens of thousands of new people every day. They've kneecapped that. And so all the information that we got out there in the 2016 election, we no longer have that capability. And it's all by design. And Trump failed to act, and he probably got bad advice from his campaign advisor, Brad Parscale, on it, saying, oh, it's okay, Mr. President. I know the way to get that information out. No, it's not about you, Parscale. It's about we, the people that have been censored and deplatformed, that have been standing up for President Trump before you made your millions doing so. And so, yeah, folks. I just don't know, man. Desperate times right now. I just wish the average street liberal out there would understand how they have been completely duped. But you know what? In a sick way, I think they like it. Because like I said, this is a suicide death cult. And they would gladly kill themselves if that bullet was going to...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, said he doesn't want police officers to respond to rape calls. Well, why would you be so surprised by that? Why would Keith Ellison want people to call the police on him? So this makes total sense. Keith Ellison does not want police to be called for rape calls. So, yeah, I mean, why would Keith Ellison want the police to be called on him? So that makes absolute sense to me. I don't know why people are so shocked. I'm going to try to get through all of this news. I'm going to save this because it's just unbelievable stuff here when it comes from to Joe Biden. But you know what? Let me do this. Let me do this right now. The left in this country is sick. Ladies and gentlemen, they are sick. And so I'm just going to play some clips here to highlight how sick they really are. First, let's go back to clip five, guys. Again, a man in a wheelchair with a medical condition who can't wear a mask gets harassed at a grocery store by a leftist slave. So again, I'm just going to highlight to you how sick and demented the left in America is right now. Here's a man harassing a man in a wheelchair.
Pardon me? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I have a medical condition.
See me in a wheelchair?
So get the fuck away from me. What are you, Karen? What are you? Shut up. I have a medical reason.
People, man, these sick, twisted, demented liberals. Because here's the thing, you can't have a debate with them. They run from any debate. You ask them the science behind the mask, they couldn't tell you, and they run away. They just want to be slaves because they want to make you a slave. That's what it is, folks. I'm telling you, this is the analogy. They will put a millstone on your ankle and throw you into the ocean, knowing damn well they're going to go down and drown with you because they're in a death suicide cult. They would shoot themselves in the head if they thought that bullet would go through their head and kill you. That's what they're doing right now. They're putting the gun to their head and they're saying, I'm going to shoot. Knowing that the bullet will go through their head and right through yours. These are sick people we're dealing with. These are sick, demented, evil spirits we're dealing with. Here's another example in clip two, just quickly. A black conservative shows up at the Portland riots to try to talk some sense into the leftist hate mobs, and they spit right in his face. See that?
Get the f*** out of here!
And, you know, there's always this other thing, too. They always do the same thing to me, and I'm not trying to be, sexual here or anything, but there's this weird thing. They always come up to you if you're a guy and they say you have a, they comment on your male member. You can hear it in this video. You have a, see, you hear that? And then they spit in his face. Folks, these people are so sick. They are so sick. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. They're just, it pains me. It cripples me to see what has happened to my fellow man. I'm speechless, man. And they love it. They get off on it. Yeah, you want to know who's going to rape and murder you? It's these leftists out in the streets. Sorry, it's just sick, but let's go to more sickness. This is Monica Cannon Grant, who, by the way, works for Democrats. And folks, if you have a child listening, maybe have them tune out right now. Just a fair warning. If you have a child listening, you may not want to expose them to this because it's just so sick and disgusting. I even feel bad exposing you to this, but I'm going to today because I want you to see how sick and twisted and demented liberals have become. They are an evil, evil, evil spirit right now. It's bad. It's really, really bad. And you heard in that joke video we played earlier how now liberals are against interracial relationships or marriage. Well, let's go right to a Democrat activist, liberal activist, who pretty much says that. Again, if you have children listening, you may want them to tune out. This is going to get a little disgusting. But let's go now again into the mind of one of these sick, twisted, evil, demonic liberals.
Hands off. And then this heifer running against Ayanna Pressley, this one here with the white husband.
Shames. By the way, pause it right there. I mean, look, they're the ones that talk about body positivity. This woman is sitting in her car, probably 300 pounds, okay? And then she makes fun of some other woman running against Ayanna Pressley, calling her fat. So they're about body positivity. Meanwhile, she is literally sitting in her car, 300 pounds, with slobber and dribble all over her shirt. So, you know, you're not one to talk there. Go ahead.
At some point, we're going to have a conversation with black folks who get in a relationship with white folks and then forget that they're black. We're going to have that conversation. And I know it's y'all nerves. It's going to be uncomfortable. But we're going to have that conversation because if white vagina and white penises jeopardize your melanin, then we need you to sit in the back of the classroom, and this ain't your part of the show because you don't get to talk right now.
Now, see how they're using melanin. I'm telling you, that Nick Cannon segment, I believe, was by design. I really believe it was by design. So that they could have some sort of new empowering talking point, and it's now their melanin. And this is the same thing why you see black people call themselves king and queen. It's a way of dominating you, making you call them a king or queen. It's all these semantical, psychological games that they try to play on you. And so now you hear this woman doing the same thing. I mean, it's just sick. So let's go back.
And so you practice some self-love, know your history, and realize what came from. This ain't your part of the show. We need you to sit in the back.
So yeah, telling black people to shut up.
That understand what it is to wake up black, regardless of how many educated gang symbols you have at the end of your name, regardless of how close in proximity you are to white supremacy, regardless of how many white penises you ride. And I ain't mad at you, sis, because if you ride in that for a credit score, get you that house, boo, get your 40 acres in your
mule. Listen to this.
Don't
sick.
Forget that you's a nigga. Haitian black man, but I get it. He living in Utah. He getting pink, uncooked vagina. I get it.
This is sickness, folks. This woman belongs in a mental institution.
What I need you to do, though, is keep your mouth shut on black shit.
This woman can keep her kids, but if you dare refuse to wear a mask or go to some rally and not wear a mask or don't let your kid wear a mask, CPS comes for your kids, even though the science is on your side. But this sick, twisted, demonic liberal, this racist woman gets to tell you that you're a racist and you can't be in an interracial relationship and you're not black because she decides. This woman is sick. But let's go back into the mind of a demonic liberal.
Tomorrow and be disrespectful, and I'll be damned if I let this melanin adjacent,
there it is again,
woman whose proximity to white supremacy is so disgusting,
you know,
right?
This is so sick. Honestly, these people have psychological issues, folks. This woman is clearly jealous of some white woman that is with a black man she likes, and that's really what this is about.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover.
this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In satanic rituals, human and child rape and sacrifice, bloodlust, blood rituals, spirit cookings. This is what they do for power. This is what they do for fun. They own the media. They own the politicians. They own the judges. They own the lawyers. And they're coming for you and your kids. They're coming. You ready? You ready? You ready for this evil? It's coming to your doorstep, folks. It's coming in the name of liberalism. It's coming in the name of tolerance. It's coming in the name of Black Lives Matter. It's coming in the name of all the different buzzwords and phrases. It's all the same thing. A satanic death cult. And they become products of exactly what their leaders are. So, that's why you see videos like that one we just aired, folks. These are sick, twisted, demonic, possessed people. You know, Kanye West gets all this credit because he just tells it like it is. He just says what's really on his mind. And that's considered revolutionary. So, I mean, I may not agree with everything Kanye West says. In fact, I don't. But you know what? I'll give Kanye West credit where it's due. He's just speaking his mind. And it's such a revolutionary act now that people see that and they're just like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. I've never seen or heard anything like this because everyone's a coward. But you know what the truth is, folks? There's a reason why Kanye West said, I'm not going to go all Alex Jones on your ass, because he knows that's all we do here at InfoWars. We take what's in our spirit, what's in our soul, what's in our gut, what's in our mind, and we just spill it out everywhere. Most of the time in a complete mess. But at least it's real. At least it's genuine. No filter. No agenda. No control. So Kanye West is just doing that now. And it's just considered so revolutionary. All the guy's doing is speaking freely. That's all it is. That's all it is, folks. Speaking without fear. Speaking your mind without fear. Telling it your story without fear. That's all it is. So sometimes he may be 100% spot on. Sometimes he may be 100% off. It doesn't matter. He's speaking from his soul. He's not worried about what people are going to say about him. He's not worried about what people are going to write about him. It goes from here. It goes from here, your heart, to here, your mind, to here, your tongue. And everyone else censors themselves at every level. They censor themselves from their heart to their mind, and then they censor themselves from their mind to their lips because they're cowards. I'm not endorsing Kanye West, what I think is just a promotional stunt run for president. If he's really trying to get politically involved, then we'll find that out in a couple months. But I am going to salute Kanye West for just speaking his mind. Now, it's kind of ridiculous. Everybody wants to praise him for doing it when that's all InfoWars has been doing for decades. But I'll digress. Now, you just saw that sick, demented leftist in the last video. Now, here, let's just roll a quick part for clip four. Because, again, folks, the left, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm telling you. I'm at a loss for words how diabolical and sick and twisted and demented these people have become. Where now, everything is considered cultural appropriation. It all goes back to that joke video. Woke liberals and racists are actually best friends. Every part of their ideology is the same. So here's another example where a young black girl wants to do Irish dancing and she gets attacked by the leftist mob for cultural appropriation. Here she is.
People saying that I shouldn't be Irish dancing because I'm black and I don't look like most Irish dancers. But I saw it for the first time at a recital and it was just the coolest thing ever to me.
You're not allowed to have fun. You can't do Irish dancing. You're black. How dare you?
Of Irish dancing, this probably
all right, so that's
isn't
fine. You can pull down the BBC report. The point is, folks, it's just it's like a shark that gets blood, and you know, it's like a shark that smells blood or a piranha that smells blood. It's just bite, gnash, and gnarl and kill everything. That's the left these days. Okay, let's lighten the mood a little bit. Here's another Joe Biden campaign ad. Maybe the funniest one yet. This is from Damani Mani on Twitter, who does a couple of these ones that we've aired here. And it's just, it's so funny because it's true. So here is Joe Biden's latest campaign ad.
Hello, this is Gavin.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm here to ask you for your help.
You know what? I would love to, but I just don't have the time.
And you ain't black.
Hello? Hello?
The black guy who answers the phone at home.
The plan I have is for black America. I look forward to seeing you in person.
Why would you do that?
You ain't black.
Listen.
You ain't black.
What? Oh, my God.
You got more questions?
What is your deal, huh? Stop. Don't you dare hang up that phone, okay?
Me or Trump.
What if I wanted to...
You ain't black.
What? You mother... Oh, my God. You son of a bitch.
To share the black vote than anybody.
You, man! You! Well, I hope
you... ain't black.
Now, there's so much irony to that video. One, Michael Key, I forget his full name, it's Michael Key, though, who's actually a hardcore leftist and supports Joe Biden. But that's his video that he shot. It's just kind of a remake of a show he did. But the funny thing is, that's how every black person should be responding to Joe Biden. Now, I'll give Michael Key credit. He has funny comedy. He's a good actor. And that's one of those funny skits that he has there. But you just put Joe Biden's actual statements into it, and it fits perfectly. In fact, better than the original clip. Keegan Michael Key, who's a Joe Biden supporter. But seriously, like, how can that even be when Joe Biden tells you you ain't black? You would think every black person's response would be the exact way that he responded in that comedy video skit, which is, F you, MF-er, telling me I ain't black. But I'm telling you, man, the brainwashing, the mind control is real. It is real, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the best examples has to be Death of John Lewis movement, or excuse me, Death of John Lewis fuels movement to rename Edmund Pettus Bridge. Paul McCartney calls for Pettus Bridge to be renamed after John Lewis. And so there's all kinds of claims for this out of Hollywood and celebrities and the media and the Democrats. But folks, before they change this, and I would almost bet that they will, on Google, plug in Edmund Pettus, and let's see if they didn't change it overnight. Folks, do you realize that Pettus was a Democrat? They say, oh, we can't have Pettus' name on a bridge. He was in the KKK. He was a Grand Dragon. He was a wizard. He was a racist bigot. He was a Democrat! John Lewis literally marched against the racist Democrats. Literally. And now, they say, change the name.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility. which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is unbelievable here. Broward County, Florida has just made wearing a mask in your home mandatory.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Just be a slave. Folks, I'm going to try my best to get through all this news, then Gerald Celeni is going to take over. I'm just at a loss for words at this point. You know that judge that got shot, her home got shot up? Because she was just given an Epstein case? I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for people to understand this. Look, I get it. I get it. I'm just a nobody, okay? I'm just a nobody from St. Louis, Missouri, who graduated from a college you've never heard of in St. Louis, who went to a school you've never heard of, who just has friends in St. Louis. I get it. Family in Central Illinois. I get it. I'm just a crumb bum, no good dirt bag, okay? I get it. I'm a piece of dirt. Like, I suck. I'm a piece of crap. I'm worthless, okay? But, how many times do we have to tell you, until the deep state is dealt with, people are going to die? What is it going to take? How many people have to be murdered during a Black Lives Matter protest? How many people have to die for the cover-up of the pedophile rings that Jeffrey Epstein was involved in? How many have to die until we see some action? I'm fed up, man. But hey, you know what? Sit on your heels over there in D.C. and just watch as people just continue to die. Because they're not going to stop. Oh, and how convenient that guy who went and tried to kill that judge who's handling the Epstein case, he's now dead too. Did you know? Oh, he went to the hills and he shot himself 3 times in the head. Did you hear that one? I mean, folks, it's unbelievable. It's all out in the open. And we really have no one that's going to do anything about it. No one that's going to stop it. All right, I need to focus and cover all this news. Yeah, apparent suicide. I mean, yeah. Have you ever heard of a hit job so obvious in your life? Funny thing is, the guy blew it. That's probably why he got suicided. Hey, bucko, you were supposed to kill the judge. Instead, you just shot the husband and the son, and the judge is still alive. So, we're going to go ahead and suicide you here. I'm just... Yeah, so look, I get it. I'm a piece of trash. I'm not from New York City or Los Angeles. I didn't go to some big Ivy League. I don't have a bunch of money. I didn't come from money or wealth or status. I get it. I'm a low grubworm dirtbag. Fine. But I'm telling you, until the deep state is arrested and hung in the middle of D.C. Square, people will die. And it's not just going to be the Black Lives Matter protesters. It's not just going to be these hitmen sent out from British elites and royalties and politicos and everybody who want to cover up all their child rape and murder. It's going to come to your front door. Oh, but let's change the name of Edmund Pettus Bridge for John Lewis. You sick freaks. I mean, folks, the irony here is unbelievable. Edmund Pettus, they want to change the name of the bridge because he was a KKK member and a racist. Edmund Pettus was a Democrat. All these Confederate statues they're tearing down are all Democrats. They're all Democrats. You're all tearing down Democrat history. John Lewis literally marched against the KKK members who were all Democrats. Now you say, well, if John Lewis was marching against Democrats, why did he become a Democrat? Folks, I'll just go ahead and tell you probably. John Lewis was a gay man, probably blackmailed, probably even maybe hung around with MLK after hours. Okay? So, probably a sacrifice, but go ahead and write a story about that, Media Matters. I don't care. Done playing games with you. We know what's going on. Heroic BLM paint vigilante released by NYPD goes right back to the Black Lives Matter and paints over it again. And that is Bevelyn Beattie, a hero. LAPD top shot officer sued for shooting, killing man who advanced with a box cutter. Now, this is going to be a big story, folks, because here's why. So this young lady, Tony McBride, is kind of a Instagram model type thing, and she does pictures, you know, with basically her bra on with guns and stuff, and is very popular. And she dealt with a suspect and killed him, shot him dead, and she's now being sued. And this happened before George Floyd, by the way, but they're just now going back and finding it, so they're going to make a big thing of this. But here's why it's dangerous. They're claiming that because she was doing modeling stuff with guns and doing gun videos and gun posts on Instagram, that proves prior malice, and basically they want to charge her with murder now. And they're going to say, oh, the box cutter. Well, they claim that a box cutter is what allowed terrorists to take down the Twin Towers. So is she not supposed to be afraid of a box cutter? Now, again, if you want to argue about tactics for taking someone out with a box cutter without shooting them, then make that argument all day long. But I'm telling you right now, the big case here is they're going to now say that if you put anything on the internet with you and a gun, that's considered prior malice and will be used against you in court. That's the precedent they're trying to set here. So just beware. D.C. Mayor Bowser partners with Chinese Communist Party group, grants access to top federal building. So she is a Chinese Communist agent. She needs to be tried for treason. Same thing with Gavin Newsom. It's time to quit playing games with these people, folks. Cisco company fires employees that question Black Lives Matter. Facebook deplatforms employee who questioned Black Lives Matter. Video. This is at InfoWars.com. Black Lives Matter activist calls for abolition of the United States as we know it. Hop on a plane and take your commie ass to any other country you want. You'll never do it. Leader of radical black-only militia believes in violence and wants a real-life Wakanda for every black person in America. Then go to Africa. Go find your Wakanda. What you're going to find is Somalia, and you're going to get raped and murdered. Portland protesters break into police association headquarters building, set it on fire. It's just unbelievable. Mayor de Blasio celebrates record low prison population as shootings soar over 277%. ACLU files lawsuit against federal agents in Portland. Oh, but the ACLU is silent on conservatives being censored. The ACLU is silent on all the hate crimes happening at the name of the left. And the ACLU is silent on the fact that Portland is being tortured and burned to the ground by these terrorists. Oh, but they don't want federal agents involved. You know, look, I've said it since day one, and I understand why people don't want to go with this narrative to just say, hey, just let these Democrat cities burn to the ground. But seriously, just let them. Just let the Democrat cities burn to the ground. And if you're a God-fearing American patriot or a white person or a black person that's willing to stand up to these people, you got to just get the hell out. I'm telling you, folks, just find a place to live outside of these Democrat-run cities and just let them burn them to the ground. Because they already are letting them being burned to the ground. They're just not letting you know that. So they're not going to come out and tell you, hey, we've let the Democrat riot terrorist mobs loose on the streets to destroy your city. So you may want to get out of there. They just say, oh, these are peaceful protests as people are being raped and murdered and shot and buildings burned down and looted and businesses. You know, that's all good. African migrant detained after starts fire at Nantes Cathedral. Fairfax police chief injured while detaining church stabbing suspect. Just gets more out of control. But we should cancel the New York Times because it's now come out the family that owns the New York Times were slaveholders. Oh, ouch. So I guess the New York Times is racist now. Of course, you know, they'll never own up to that. The founding fathers would have been pro-face mask, claims MSN. Let me tell you something. The founding fathers would have probably killed about, I don't know, 5,000 people by now. Is that, what do you think, over, under 10,000? So, I mean, believe me, the founding fathers would have cleaned up these liberal commies within 48 hours. And that's probably why these people hate the founding fathers so much. So it's just unbelievable. All right, when we come back, I've got 5 more minutes before Gerald Celente takes over. I'll show you the latest just insanity from the Joe Biden campaign. You won't even believe it. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your privacy pockets. Christmas in July sale is live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.